There's a famous nuclear submarine disaster, for those of you who follow those kinds of things. It involved a Soviet submarine, and that submarine was underway. And this was in the early 60s, so a lot of this was very new, very much learning as they went along. And in this particular submarine, as they were underway, the nuclear reactor's cooling system failed. And so they couldn't cool the reactor properly. And the reactor started to overheat. They could not get the temperature down. The reactor began to get so hot that even the paint on the exterior of the reactor started to just curl off. A handful of those Soviet engineers in that compartment worked desperately for about 2 hours in that compartment, which became thoroughly irradiated. They were exposed in those 2 hours to 100 times the lethal limits of radiation exposure, and they could not get it under control. And so they left the compartment. As they came out of the compartment, another officer on the submarine, a young Soviet officer named Ivan, saw the faces of these men as they came out. Maybe about 8 of these men came out from that compartment. Their faces were unrecognizable. The radiation had melted their faces. They were marred beyond recognition. But the reactor was still out of control. And so the captain approved a desperate plan to try to cool the reactor. But he needed men to go back into the deadly radioactive compartment. Ivan, among others, knowing that the exposure would kill him, would melt his face off, he volunteered. Why did he volunteer? It was the only way to attempt to save the crew. He entered the compartment of death to save the crew. They succeeded, most all of them died. Sin is like radiation. You can't actually see the sin, but it will disfigure you. It will make you unrecognizable. It will make you a monster. Isaiah 52 tells us about the person who saves us from this kind of sin. Jesus Christ gave himself for sinners, and his face in doing that was marred beyond recognition. He was ruined so that we could be restored. In this meal, we take bread, Jesus giving his body, letting it become mutilated and permanently scarred. It's still scarred today. He did that for our bodies and for our souls. In this meal, we take wine. Jesus lost his life and by doing so saved us. When you take the supper, this is what you're saying. I had to die, but someone died so that I wouldn't die. And because he died, I live in him. Jesus arranged this supper, a new Passover meal, and he said, do this. And remember me. Remember me and keep doing this until I come back. I'll feed you as you do this. So if you have come to know Jesus Christ in this way, he saved you. He saved you from your self-destructive sin. And now you want to be his. You are determined to pursue him and to be like him. Come and take this supper. If you don't know Jesus in this way, but you're here, we're very glad you're here. We encourage you, stay with us. Take it all in. Watch what we're doing. But don't take the supper. We'd love to talk more about it. But watch what we're doing. We'd love to talk about these things. Let's pray together now. Lord, here we are again at this table. A table that Jesus set in love for us. He wasn't weak, he was strong. He was so strong to pull this meal together, to give himself over to the power of the devil and the penalty of sin that you, the judge, would bring down on him like a hammer. We're grateful that we are loved. And it wasn't a fruitless gesture. It was effective. It was just what was needed. It was just what we could never have done. And so we thank you. And we come and we pray that you would feed us spiritually in this meal and make us to remember Jesus once again. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.